presidential hopeful Donald Trump came to Pittsburgh for two events yesterday. One, a town hall with Fox News in Oakland, and the other, a campaign rally at the convention center downtown. 90.5 WESA reporters talked to supporters and protesters at each event and witnessed the controlled chaos that ensued afterwards. Sarah Schneider begins this report.
What was intended to be a rally supporting presidential hopeful Donald Trump turned into a face-off between supporters and protesters Wednesday night, disrupting Oakland and downtown, blocking 10th Street and a stretch of Penn Avenue. Dozens of law enforcement officers in riot gear hovered over the crowd at the convention center for most of the night, including Pittsburgh Police Chief Cameron McClay.
The crowd surged on them. They were badly outnumbered, and somebody from the crowd pepper sprayed them.
Clashes continued for hours during and after the rally, but McClay says overall he was pleased.
Could have gone better, but it wasn't the police who made it escalate, and I feel good about that. And the officer showed restraint.
The officer's sense of calm began earlier in the day when thousands of people waited outside of Soldiers and Sailors. Protesters, mostly students, stood alongside supporters with signs and were initially pretty quiet.
Very cordial, very peaceful, little bit of chanting.
That's Pitt Senior John Kennick. He says he tried to start conversations with supporters.
Some of them have been good. Some of them have been a little invective. Some of them go in circles. A lot of it is people preaching to the choir, like talking to me as if I'm like a establishment Democrat or something, and not that I'm just here to oppose the one person who's going to be here today.
He says positions didn't change, but he didn't expect them to. Ed Hanzik of Elizabeth says he agrees with most of Trump's campaign promises.
I think you got to repeal Obamacare immediately. It just hurts small businesses. Also, you got to do something about the immigration, illegal immigration. I think, you know, I see the signs and I respect immigration. Just do it the right way. My grandparents came from Europe. They did it the right way.
As the day progressed, people on both sides grew louder, playing music and actively chanting. One group rushed the front of the line, prompting a small police barricade. Then they made their way down Fifth Avenue to the convention center with a police escort, marching 3 miles in almost an hour and a half.
Donald Trump has got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Donald Trump has got to go!
90.5 WESA's Noah Brode was inside the rally.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump's campaign speech meandered through a number of topics over the course of 45 minutes, interrupted quite a few times, once by a protester.
Your voice is very weak. No, he's so weak. Look, he's leaving now. He's going home to mommy.
Several times by chanting from the crowd. And even by jeers directed at reporters, whom Trump referred to in less than flattering terms.
These are the most dishonest human beings. I'm telling you, they are the worst. So that's the star. That's the star. Terrible human beings.
Trump started off the rally by promising to bring back jobs in Pittsburgh's steel and coal industries.
We're going to bring it all back, okay? We're going to bring it. I'm so good at this. I'm so good. We're going to bring it all back. You're going to be so happy. You're going to be so happy.
Trump's major messages focused on job creation and free trade agreements, though he ventured into foreign policy and familiar jabs at the nation's political establishments. At various points throughout the speech, Trump accused those who negotiate trade deals on behalf of the United States as being, quote, incompetent, very dumb, and stupid. The Republican frontrunner says he'd bring in business people to negotiate instead.
The business people are much tougher. They're much, much tougher. But the politicians are much more dishonest, much more deceit, many more lies.
Trump closed out the rally by telling the crowd that America would win again with him as president.
We're going to win with our military. We're going to take out ISIS very strongly. We're going to win with our vets. We're going to take care of our veterans. We're going to win with education. We're getting rid of Common Core. We're going to bring it local.
When the crowd from the rally walked outside, protesters and Trump supporters clashed immediately. They traded insults, chants, and even shoves as physical confrontations cropped up regularly over the course of the night. At one point, during a heated physical argument, a protester took an American flag from the hands of a Trump supporter. 90.5 WESA's Megan Harris was in the melee.
Police officers forced fighters apart, discouraged small skirmishes, and slowly directed the crowd away from the convention center and into Penn Avenue, where individual debates sometimes verged on violence. Many ended only in handshakes and hugs. Marjorie Carlson, a Carnegie Mellon graduate student protesting Trump, says political events offer a uniquely useful venue to discuss opposing views.
It's frustrating when the engagement with someone is on a level where you feel like you're not even listening to what I'm saying and what my beliefs are.
Penn State freshman Christian Seepass says he admires Trump for his candor.
I just like his attitude towards everything. You know, everybody's all politically correct and everything, but Trump tells it how it is. Whether you like it or not, it's what's true, and that's what America needs.
But that civil discourse devolved downtown, where at least three people were detained, and Police Chief McClay says, quote, a couple officers were injured by pepper spray and another hurt his hand. Multiple scuffles resulted in police, civilians, and reporters being knocked to the ground. 18-year-old Renee Sermons says things were heated on both sides.
But overall, the night, you know, wasn't too bad, and everybody's pretty much going home safely, and nothing got out of hand too crazy, so I'm appreciative of that.
Traffic on Penn Avenue reopened at about 9:45 p.m. I'm Megan Harris.
I'm Noah Broad.
And I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.